Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome back to Bitchin. This is a podcast.
Should we just say, well, first of all, I'm just going to sort my mic out. Fuck's sake.
I think I need to say more than this is a podcast. What do we normally say?
Well, I was just going to say sorry that we haven't... Why is this so fucking loud? Oh, it's just because I'm being loud.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say sorry that we haven't been here, really.
We sort of tried, didn't we, to be organised at the beginning of 2022. Mm. We like had a plan, we recorded a few episodes ahead, and then we just stopped for like 3 months or so. Where are we? Yeah. What's the date? Yeah, we just stopped.
And we just didn't say anything.
No.
And we're sorry about that.
Sorry. We're very unreliable. Okay.
Sorry to the like 50 diehard people who listen to this show. We think you're great, but at the same time, Helen has a debilitating migraine problem that only seems to be being exacerbated by her job. And I lack resilience and I've just started a new job.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to have a social life.
Yeah.
And doing both those things means that I have to spend at least 48 hours in the week just lying down, not speaking. So.
Sounds great. But this is the thing that's complicated. It's like, is it cognitive dissonance? The thing.
Should I get my sunglasses as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing
just
sunglasses.
Just so we're matching. Just Helen's so wearing sunglasses for her migraines.
Also, Tilly can't hear me right now because she's taking her headphones
just
out.
Just so you don't feel on the spot with your glasses. You don't
Thank
feel
you so
like...
Much. Thank you. Also, what you're doing right
you're
now...
You're on your own.
I don't think you can
them.
Hear me.
And also, look who I look like in these.
Oh my God. What a segue. They're very thin, sort of slender, quite terrifying sunglasses, really. You look like
it's,
a cat.
It's Matrix.
No, I know.
They're giving
I know.
Matrix.
No, I know.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
I was just audio describing so that people could guess you're being Keanu Reeves. Oh, no, you're not. You're being Mr. Smith.
Well, they all wear glasses like this in the Matrix.
You know, it's been a long time. So this is the other thing I need to apologise for. We're back. You'd think I would have read up on what we're doing. We're doing Keanu Reeves. This is Bitchin' every week. We talk about a different person. We go violently off track. And this week we're talking about Keanu Reeves, and I don't know anything about Keanu Reeves.
Keanu. I don't know Keanu about anything.
Look, I can Keanu what I don't Keanu, you know? Also, Tilly, when you just got up to get your sunglasses, I was going to say that there's two things at play. The thing that makes us so lovable is the fact that you're taking a picture of me.
I'm taking a video. Because it's cool.
As an
athlete. Because we look cool in our glasses. Love it.
Little pause for a pout there.
What you were saying.
No, what's great is you are evidencing the point that I'm about to make, which is what makes us lovable is our chaotic energy, but also what makes us unable to do this podcast. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I need to cancel my Pilates class. What? I just forgot. It's in 10 minutes and I can't go. Are they gonna tell me off? One second. I don't know. I'll be
just
able to cancel it 10 minutes.
Just go. Do the podcast while you're there.
I'd love that. Have I told you about my oil rubbing yoga teacher?
Wait, no, you have actually told us about this, I think.
They
rub oil into you, right? And I was like, are you sure that this is, like, legit?
Tilly, we've talked about everything. There's nothing else to say.
No, we haven't. That's actually the first time you've ever repeated yourself. I'm the one who repeats myself constantly.
Sorry.
Oh my God, you've completely fucked it. you can only cancel class bookings up to 30 minutes before they start.
What that's going to do, though, is ban me from booking your money. Classes for the next week.
Next week? Well, I mean, if you've been having migraines, maybe you shouldn't go to Pilates anyway.
That's an excuse right there, if ever I heard one. That's what I call a exercise avoidance excuse. An A-E-E. E-A-E. Exercise. A-E-E-A. E-A-A. Yeah.
I think it's fine, my love, because you're not very well.
I'm fine. You've decided that I'm not well with...
Yeah, because you literally can't... You can't stand the daylight. You literally had to come onto the Zoom with sunglasses on and showed me the steroids you're taking. No, but I'm fine, though. I'm fine.
I've just got a tiny bit, honestly, darling, I'm fine. Brain fog. That's what it is. A little bit of...
You said you felt like it might start at any moment, which is a lot of pressure.
It's fine.
And I feel like it...
And do you know what helps? It's talking about Keanu Reeves. Do you know what helps? How would you say Keanu?
Keanu! Stop. I'd say it the way it's, his name is written, which is Keanu.
Stop. Stop. Keanu?
Keanu Reeves, yeah.
I've got to find a pronunciation video.
Keanu. It's not a hard name to
look on Wikipedia. Keanu. Oh, yeah. Shall I read his wiki? Keanu Charles Reeves. Reeves? I've been calling him Keanu Reeves. Born the September the 2nd, 1964, is a Canadian actor. Born in Beirut. Raised in Toronto.
So many Reeves revelations. Began acting. Keanu Reeves. When you order Keanu Reeves on Wish.
Keanu God, these are beautiful Keanu Reeves.
Oh, what beautiful Keanu Reeves you have in your
really
garden
shape
next
this
to the pond.
Don't know this Keanu Reeves. He began acting in theatre productions and in television films before making his feature debut film in Youngblood 1986, quite a while ago.
I'm going to have to take my fleece off because I'm hot, because I'm laughing so much. I've got on my great big owl t-shirt.
Oh, it's a big owl. That owl is dead, isn't it? It fell out the tree.
It's dead.
D-A-A-D. Dead.
I mean, you probably thought that the company was called Grey Small Bat.
God, I love a grey small bat in my garden. Also, I love Daisy Crines.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of anything. Daisy Cranes. Oh, one of the Crane brothers. Daisy Cranes. So anyway, then he had a breakthrough role in the fictional science fiction comedy Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, 1989. What a film. He gained praise for playing a hustler in the independent drama My Own Private Idaho. Never heard of that.
I haven't seen that.
And established himself as an action hero with leading roles in Point Break and Speed.
Seen that? Seen
Following
that?
Several box office
Can you believe that?
Features. I mean, failures. Reeves' performance in the horror film The Devil Advocate?
Haven't seen that.
Was well received. Greater stardom came from playing... I'm pausing for dramatic effect. Is it working? Neo.
Yes. Do you want me
in
to
the science
it?
Fiction
Neo.
Series Neo. Matrix. That began in 1999.
Yeah, that's when the first
God,
one was
That's a long time
released.
Ago. He played John
Have
Constantine.
Have you seen the new one?
No, I haven't. Is it any good?
It depends what you like.
I like good films.
Then no. But you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I think, have you seen that meme? I think it's a screenshot from Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
No.
Where it's the guy going, I know writers who use subtext and they're all cowards. There's absolutely no subtext in the film whatsoever. And I kind of love that.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Because I like to be told, I'm very happy to be told directly.
This is what you think. This is what you feel. This is who's who.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Are there any twists?
The coffee shop in The Matrix is called Simulate.
That is so bad.
Yeah. But also amazing.
It's so bad it's good. It's one of those, isn't it?
Mm. I watched Jupiter Ascending, is the other Wachowski sisters film.
Oh, yeah.
That was critically panned.
Was it any good?
Do you know what? No. But there's a lot going on.
Well, I like a film with a lot going on, yeah.
And it's sort of like, well, great.
A plots, B plots, C plots, D plots, E plots.
There's just one main plot, and there's Eddie Redmayne doing like this.
He does everything like that.
I create life, and I destroy it. That's genuinely what he's doing.
He's done well.
And he's having a great time,
yeah,
by all accounts.
He does this. Do you know what I mean? He looks like that.
We are both doing the most incredible impressions.
It's my face.
No one
will
ever see.
It's very like you've gone for lip filler and you are in a lot of pain.
It's gone wrong.
Bless him. Good for him. He's having a nice
life.
Good
for him.
Yeah.
So Keanu.
Yeah.
What do you think of Keanu?
I have no opinion.
Okay, so it's just going to be my opinion.
Yeah, I'd really love to hear your opinion.
I think Keanu Reeves is a great actor.
Interesting.
And a lovely person. Oh. And I wish I was friends with him so that I could ride on his motorbike and we could go and get an ice cream together.
Does he have a motorbike?
Yes.
Does he eat ice cream?
I mean, probably.
What makes you think he's a lovely person?
There's actually a subreddit on Reddit, which
God,
I'm subscribed to.
You are such a real nerd, you know. You are such an actual nerd. You're not even pretending to be a nerd, to be cool and kooky.
No.
You're an actual certified nerdy nerd. I don't know if I want to be your friend.
I don't know if I want to be yours. I mean, I might end up having to look after you if these migraines get any worse.
Oh, yeah, please.
I mean, Matt isn't going to, is he? He's going to be out.
He's gone.
He's going to be out of the National.
He's gone. Oh, please be my friend. I'm sorry I called you.
I'll always be your friend. You're going to need me.
I really
do. In the Matrix.
Yeah, I want you to get me a coffee latte. A latte, what's it?
Simulate.
A simulate, that's it. So go on, you're on a subreddit group, as you do.
Called Keanu Being Awesome, and it's basically just stories of either real people or people that he's worked with saying Keanu Reeves did this amazing thing for me.
Aww.
And then rode off on his motorbike.
Oh, that's really nice. Is that like the thing where everyone's seen Bill Nighy somewhere?
Yeah. So he's basically always around doing something nice for someone, not asking for anything. And then he just goes.
What a guy. Okay, sold.
What a guy.
Sold. Absolute fan. I got Reddit last week for the first time.
Did
I've got
you?
Myself an account because.
Why?
Okay, I'm going to say this quietly because I've told my flatmates that they've gone away. But I have three spiders in three corners of my room that have built webs around themselves, like cocoons. And they're inside them, and I was trying to sweep them away with a duster and then catch the spider, but the duster wouldn't split the web. It was almost like a solid, like, wobbly jelly thing.
Oh no, they're creating nests.
So then I was like, are they having babies in there?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I can't move them because I don't want to kill the babies. And there's a... Yeah, so what are you doing?
They've got to go.
You're putting your hand up.
They've got to go. They've got to go.
Well, I don't know. So I was on Reddit.
Do you want to have 5,000 spiders in your house, Helen?
The thing is, I actually don't mind.
Do you think your housemates want 5,000 spiders in their house?
Do not. I've told them that they've gone and I've just made excuses why they can't come in my room. I hope they don't listen to this.
I hope they don't listen to my public podcast that's on iTunes.
They hear me enough. They're like, we're done.
Yeah,
they're not going to go to their room.
That's fair enough. My housemates don't listen to this show. It's fair enough.
Then can I say Josh is a slag?
Well, I don't know if you can use the word slag anymore, Helen.
But
cancelled.
Oh, but he's a lovely slag. I mean, slag like, you know, the Joe Lycett flowers that he draws of, like, flowery slags.
Oh, does he call people slags?
I think there's a type of flower called a slag.
Oh, then it's fine.
Yeah, so Josh is a lovely, beautiful slag.
Stunning. A gorgeous one. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get cancelled.
You don't want to say the word slag?
No.
Will you call me a slag?
Consensually, on our own time, absolutely. on a public forum, absolutely not.
Oh my God, am I going to get cancelled now?
These days, you say Helen's a slag.
You said it.
They throw you... Yeah, but I was in character.
I'm going to take that out of context and put that on the Twitters. Just you going, Helen's a slag.
Helen... But my acting then was so good that no one will know it was me.
No.
I actually transformed.
Can I read about his personal life on Wikipedia?
Yes, it is quite sad.
Oh,
I'll
no.
Warn you now.
Oh, then that's not.
He had a sad thing happen to him.
Oh, then that's not.
Okay.
No, we should. We shouldn't shy away from the truth, should we?
This is the worst fucking show.
What even is this? This is just like us passing time before we die, isn't it?
It's like we're in at a this Beckett point, play. It's like performance.
Yeah,
art.
It is. It's like we're putting on glasses. We look like, what's that character in that Beckett play? Crap.
So what's the show about? Bitch. So you talk about, but well, not really. No. So you're like judging the person. Well, not really, because we don't want to be nasty. So we're just talking about people. So do you do loads of research? No, we don't really research them. So is it like a debate show? No, it's just like the person's kind of like there.
We're also
as the
there.
Topic.
We just sort of make noises until 25 minutes is up. And then we end and we say, thanks for listening. We don't understand why you're all big slags.
I'm going to ask you a question. How do you think this show will end? What do you think will be the final straw?
I think a Tommy Cooper exit.
One of us is going to die.
Live on air.
No.
Do you know what I was thinking recently? You're going to hate this. Let's not do this. We should do a live Twitter space.
Why? What? What even is that?
Have you been to...
I don't even know what that is.
So they're mostly sort of like political, quite serious. People tune in and they're live. And I quite like this. It's like, I think it's going to be the next thing after podcasts. They've like got a whole bar for it now on Twitter. You can have your feed, your hashtag of what's trending. And then the middle thing is Twitter spaces that are currently open. And it's just live people chatting like a podcast.
Right.
That you can just tune into live.
But would we be live like this now, like we're live?
Yeah, you're right. And we wouldn't be able to edit anything out that we say that's offensive. That would be a disaster.
Yeah.
So like right now, I've just gone on Twitter, live spaces. We've got the stock market live trading desk.
Okay.
We've got chilling all day, which is about SIPO currency.
SIPO currency?
Oh my God. Hey, here's one you'll like. Low drama career conversations. Career dreams. Feel free to ask anything.
What's your career dream? What do you want?
I know what I want. Should I tell you what I actually want? What I actually want?
Yeah.
It's quite a big one, but like arts for all. That's what I want.
That's not for you though, is it?
No, but that would make me really, like, sorry to be like Mother Teresa. Oh no, she turned out to be bad, didn't she? She's a slag. I just like everyone to feel like the arts is for them. That's the dream. What's your dream?
A Smeg fridge.
Oh, I've heard they're good.
Really big Smeg fridge.
I would like some more money. I would like some more of that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really...
It's not enough.
Dreams are happening. Sure, dreams happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. But I'd just love to, like... I'm going to a gig this weekend and, like, I've got to get the coach.
Is that the Manchester? Is that you're getting the coach to Manchester? No, mate. Have you done it before? I don't want to...
When I was younger.
I don't want to ruin your weekend plans.
I've already paid for it, mate, so I've got to do it. And look, the train fare was £60.
No, I know. I've been to Manchester recently.
And the coach was £20. Bearing in mind, I've already gone twice to Manchester, and both times this gig has been cancelled.
What's the gig?
I'm going to see a rock band called Creeper.
Nerd.
Who I like very much.
Absolute nerd.
Again, I'm a nerd. But, you know, who wants to be like everyone else and go to Pilates?
I want to have migraines and go to Pilates. I do.
So do I. I wish I was normal, but I'm not. I'm just going to lean into it.
Yeah,
okay?
You embrace that.
I'm just
going
to be a freak.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you have a time that you have to arrive by, and is the coach getting in 4 hours before that time?
It's getting in 3 hours before that time.
Great.
Is that going to be okay?
My story about, when I was living for a little bit in Manchester and I had an audition in London and I got the coach because it was about £200 return, ridiculous. And I got the coach at like 5 a.m. and the coach was due to get in an hour before my audition. Great, perfect. It was 2 hours late, so I was an hour late for my audition. So I was on the coach for what, like 5-6 hours? Walked in the room, had prepared 3 scenes. They let me do the first scene, and then they said, thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your day. I was in the audition room for 4 minutes. Got back on the coach, back to Manchester. Another 6 hours sat on the coach. 12-hour round trip for a 4-minute audition. Oh, God. No wonder I've got a migraine still.
What was it for?
Who knows?
Probably you do that many. Maid.
Yeah, just too many auditions, mate. God, what a chore.
It really is.
It really is. Well, you're going to have a great time at this gig. Is this a pre-lockdown gig that got cancelled?
I was meant to go in March 2020.
Oh.
Crazy.
2 years later, here you go.
I know. It's mad.
Lovely stuff.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Good for you. And then are you staying over in Manchester?
I'm staying at my friend's. I would have liked to have got a hotel, but again, they're all about £500 because it's the weekend and everyone's going to Manchester for their stag and or ladies do. Hen do.
Never ladies do.
And I already got a premiere in the last time I went. In December, when it was cancelled, and it was £39, and actually it was bleak, so I just thought I'd just stay with my friend.
Which prem in Manchester can you remember?
I think it was called the Premier Inn Central.
See, I love that Premier Inn.
I mean, it's fine. Like, it's a Premier Inn.
I think they've done it up since the pandemic, actually, is what I think's happened.
Mm.
It's more purple, which sounds like a bad thing, but is great.
No, I don't know if I was in that one. It was really old, the one that I was in. Like, really fucking old.
Oh, they must have done it up. It's got really good breakfast as well, if you can splash out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's lovely. You're going to see a friend. You're going to go to this rock concert.
Mm-hmm.
Will you wear those shades?
Definitely not.
Do you do bopping? Were you moshing?
I think I'll probably just stay back and let all the 16-year-olds have their fun. I'll be watching the show from, like, you know, the back with a beer and feeling very old, but that's okay.
I used to always love the slightly older audiences, where you're also, A, you're not old, but also, like, when I was 17 and went to gigs, back when I was cool, I always really liked, like, when people's parents were there and stuff. I just thought it was really, it made me feel safe.
Yeah, I guess... Me and my friend Zoe definitely have that energy of, like, you can come to us if there's a problem, you know, which is nice.
Lovely stuff. Right, shall I read this tragic story about his personal life?
Yeah,
then?
Sure.
In 1998, Reeves met...
Don't read it like that. Because you're going to feel bad about what you read. So, I'm just warning you now.
I don't think I should read it. I'm not in the right headspace.
Shall I read it?
I'm just worried that... I think it's too much of a gear shift. I think we should talk about something else sad first.
Right.
So that we don't feel like we're going from jolly into something that's, you know... I just feel a bit bad. It's like... Frankie Boyle has this whole thing about when he listens to the news and how people just list things that happen.
Yeah.
In sort of like contextless orders. And it will be like, woman got assassinated by blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, in Penrith, this storm meant that all the ladies got wet for their... Do you know what I mean?
There were so many words that happened there. And I don't know...
I wanted to think of some examples of things people say on the news, and all I could think of was woman gets assassinated and ladies in Penrith get wet. I'm ready.
We don't have to do this.
Let's not.
Okay.
People can do their own Googling. I'm sorry bad things happen to people, particularly nice people who are Keanu Reeves.
Keanu. Yeah. And I'm sure bad things happen to Keanu Reeves as well. As Keanu Reeves. Is there actually someone called Keanu Reeves? Let me Google. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu. It just doesn't sound right to me.
Search instead for Keanu Reeves. Okay, there's someone called Keanu Reeves.
Is there?
Yeah, he's on LinkedIn. But I don't want to be like, hey everyone, let's go and look at this one guy called Keanu Reeves. You do have to wonder whether his parents wanted to name him after Keanu Reeves and they made the same mistake that you did. Anyway, nowadays, Keanu goes out with someone his own age, which, when you're a 50-year-old millionaire actor in Hollywood, is fucking amazing.
I'm not giving him any medals for that, I'm sorry. Reeves supports several charities and causes. In response to his sister's battle with leukemia, he founded a private cancer foundation which aids children's hospitals and provides cancer research. In 2020, he volunteered for Camp Rainbow Gold, an Idaho children's cancer charity. Reeves said, money is the last thing I think about. I could live on what I have already made for the next few centuries. Well, this is nice. It's rumoured that Reeves gives away a substantial portion, estimated to be $35 to $125 million of his earnings from The Matrix, to the special effects and makeup crews. Oh, however, this has been significantly embellished. Reeves negotiated a smaller deal, relinquishing his contractual right to a percentage of the sequel's profits in exchange for a more extensive special effects budget.
Mm-hmm.
Bit boring, isn't it? Oh, here we go. He co-founded a production company.
Sorry.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
He co-founded a production company, Company Films. That is the most unimaginative name for a company I've ever heard. Hi, what's your company called?
The show's called Bitchin', Helen.
Yeah, but it's not called Podcast, is it? Hi, it's my podcast. Welcome to Podcast Productions. So an avid motorcyclist, Reeves co-founded Arch Motorcycle Company, which builds and sells custom motorcycles. In 2017, Reeves, Jessica Fisherman and Alexandra Grant founded book publisher X Artist Books, also known as Zab. He's written two books, Ode to Happiness and Shadows, both of which are collaborations with someone else. He provided the texts to her photographs and art. Sorry, that was the most boring thing I've ever read, but there you are, you've got some context.
I don't know why you chose to read that out really, but I think you weren't sure where the sentence was going, so you just carried on.
I thought there might be something interesting. Also, I just wanted to contribute some information about Keanu Reeves because I've not done any research.
Mm-hmm.
Should I read the next bit?
No.
In the media, in 2005, article for Time magazine, Lev Grossman called Reeves a Hollywood ultimate introvert. Oh my god! He's been described as a workaholic, charming, and excruciatingly shy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that about him.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's hard to be shy in Hollywood.
Mm. I could manage it.
You'd be fine. His co-star Shia LaBeouf said, I've worked with him for a year and a couple of months, but I don't really know him that much.
Isn't that probably because Shia LaBeouf's like a dickhead and so...
And he's avoiding him.
Yeah, he's probably just avoiding him. Yeah, you're alright, Shia, yeah. Just going to craft services. See you in a bit, mate. Yeah.
See you never.
Slams the trailer door.
Then they're a bit chalk and cheese, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Shia and Keanu.
Big time.
Do you have anything else you would like to add?
I just think he's cool.
You like him, yeah.
I think he's cool. I think we'd be friends.
Yeah, I think you would.
I think we'd have some interesting conversations. And I like the way he lives his life. I respect him. I respect what he's done with his money and his fame.
Yeah.
I think he seems very down to earth. And I really do wish him the best. Don't know what happened to my voice there.
Was that real or was that...
No, that was real. That really happened.
I really do wish him the best. You like Theresa May, the country I love. But when you talk about Keanu Reeves, oh my gosh.
The actor I love.
Hello, I'm recording this outro at 1 a.m, so I'm talking quite quietly, so not to annoy my flatmates. I already annoyed them enough by having spider babies in my room. So, it turns out that Bitchin' won't be ending like Tommy Cooper did. It will just be stopping after what was potentially the worst ever episode that we've ever done about Keanu Reeves. But fear not, although this is the last episode of Bitchin', we have some very exciting news on this channel next week. Tilly and Helen aren't going anywhere. I really shouldn't have referred to myself in the third person. Like I'm Donald Trump. So yeah, like and subscribe. Look out for news to come on this channel and on our Twitter and Instagram. Night night.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.